The BBC proudly presents Elsie Doris Girton Daisy, representing an imaginative tribute to the variety performers Elsie and Doris Waters and the characters they created. It has been especially written for the wireless by Anne Caulfield. Elsie Doris Girton Daisy. Thank you.
Dear Miss Waters, I don't know if you remember me, but during World War II...
Daisy? I say, where are you?
Where are you?
I'm here, at the top of the stairs. Come and have a look at our Elsie. She's getting herself all got up like a swan in feathers.
Feathers? She wearing feathers?
No, you know. She's getting got up in all her best fluff and finery.
Blimey, Gert. The way you're going on, you'd think she'd got the whole of London Zoo on her back. Oh, she has pushed the boat out.
Do you think we're expecting a gentleman caller? With romantic intentions.
Oh, don't be daft, she's in her 80s. Anyway, we're not expecting callers, are we? She's trying on coats. She's going somewhere. Oh, Elsie, not that green one. Push over,
oh,
Gert. Don't hog the view.
What, shall you have me down the stairs?
Get a grip on the banister, then. It's not there for decoration.
She'll be going to do an interview, I dare say.
Nice that people still remember her, really. Still want to hear about it all. I mean, it's... What year is it now, Gert?
1980. Ooh. 80-something.
That's the trouble with being an imaginary character. Makes it hard to keep up with reality.
I expect she'll be trotting out the same old reminiscences.
She can't change a life story, can she?
Wouldn't it be nice if we could tell ours for a change?
She made us up, Gert. We don't exist without her.
I feel like I've got a life of my own.
Listen, when she kicks the bucket, that's it. Curtains for us, girl.
Is it? I mean, once a person's imagined a thing... It's there forever, isn't it?
Who are you calling a thing? Come on, let's get down there and have a look through them coats of hers. Dozens she's got, lovely.
Don't shove, look out. Ouch. I told you not to shove.
I told you to get a grip on that banister.
Oh, I think I'm fractured behind here.
There's no bones there, Gert. Get up off it.
Ooh. She's not going out. She's put her coat on to come in the front room and have a drink.
That's it then, finally lost her marbles.
Ooh, easy on the gin, Elsie.
Well, as you can all imagine, this is a very big day for me.
Who's she talking to?
There was a time when I wouldn't go to an occasion like this without my sister Doris. Doll, I called her, and she always called me Nan. I can't remember why. Oh, that's no good.
She has lost her marbles. Since when did she have to practice her life story?
Shh! I'm very proud to receive this medal, because although I only saw a small moment of the war in Burma as a mere entertainer, I know what so many of you here went through as young men. I remember friends I made out there. I know some of you... I know... Oh, don't bother with a speech, Elsie. Who wants you making a speech?
Not us, and no mistake.
She's getting a medal, Gert.
Not another one. What's she got her nerves all in a tangle for, then? She wasn't like this for the OBE.
Well, all over before you knew it, that, wasn't it? The number of cupboards I never got a look inside.
I made a very dear friend in Burma, Sergeant Sam Woodrow. Sadly, he passed away in the early 80s. But he once said... Oh, dear.
Oh, we're not talking about him, are we? No wonder she's on the martini.
Oh, stick to what you're some good at, Elsie. Bit of a laugh, bit of the good old days, bit of a song.
Yes, don't go upsetting yourself. Give them the old life story. No need to mention that, Sam.
A soldier in the war once asked how my sister and I always kept so cheerful. I think it was how we were brought up. We...
Oh, yes. I'd rather hear the same old rubbish again than have him. Come on, Elsie. Father had a strange line of work. He decorated coffins. Oh, come on, girl, let's hear the old routine.
He lined them with satin for the rich or plain calico for the poor. All the fripperies that go with a funeral, apart from the corpses in person. All going on in this great Aladdin's cave of a warehouse at the back of our house. That's where we'd have our family musical evenings, too. More room, you see. Doll and I practiced there, too, among the coffins and the shrouds. What kept us cheerful was we were Cockneys at heart.
Yes, to all London, dear dingy old London, good old Hyde Park and the band.
Here we go, Gert. Back to the old East End.
The fun and frolics, the eels and laughter.
The hearts of gold, the salt of the earth.
Buses till rumble, to Madame Tussauds and the zoo. You know, small and pokey and streets dull and smoky. The love of her grips them and makes them feel choky. Cockneys.
Blimey, Gert. This isn't the old house in Bow.
It's Burma.
They always do this. Drag us from pillar to post without a by your leave. I thought we were doing the childhood reminiscences and now look.
It must be that medal. Getting that medal has cast her mind back here.
Oh, Daisy, what's that animal out there?
Oh, I don't like it here and no mistake.
We didn't like it at the time. Happily being a comic turn on the wireless and the theatres. Then we dragged out here in this heat. Food covered in flies, leeches on your legs, bugs in your bed, and then to top it all, there's a war on.
What's going on? We usually know what's going on, don't we?
Of course we do. We're in ahead, aren't we? We've got access to all its workings.
We didn't know about this medal.
I wonder if it's old age. Bits of her faculties flaking off.
What if we flake off and get stuck out here? Not even a base camp, is it?
We're right up the Arakan Road here, Gert. It'll be up on a table for a stage and truck lights for a spot, wondering if the Japanese will arrive and take out our giblets in the middle of a chorus.
Wondering how brave you'd be if it came down to it. Bayonets and so forth.
The whole front row in battle dress. Disappearing halfway through, coming back for the encore covered in mud.
Not all of them back for the encore neither. Used to make my blood run cold, that. I think that one with the blonde curly hair. He's an empty seat now.
Well, it was crates out here, not seats. Crates or the damp ground.
And I think who's going to tell his mum and dad? And I'd wonder about them. What sort of house they had. Where they'd be in the house when they heard. What the ornaments were like.
Sometimes they just stood there, leaning on things. Doesn't do to dwell on it.
Elsie was never a dweller, and here she is dwelling.
Dwelling on blooming horrible Burma, I don't know. We could have been eaten, bombed, shot. Never asked us. They seized hold of us with their imaginations, seized the idea of us and dragged us all over.
That's right. Blimey, it's gone all dark. Have we been shot?
No. We're under a blooming coffin drape.
My little shy little lavender lady.
Oh, thank heavens we're back where we should be.
Careful, you'll have my eye out. Well, here's the family at last. Give me a queer turn and no mistake her mind wandering like that. Oh, there's their old dad. Lovely man.
Oh, and little Jack. Who'd have thought he'd have grown up so handsome?
Whisperly singing, mid sunshine and shower. Fragrant and clinging, you're perfumed with flowers. My little shy little lavender lady, lavender lady, oh dream.
Oh, that was lovely, girls, lovely. Our girls could tour the world and do us credit.
Not if Doris pounds the keys like that.
Don't be mean, Mother. I was just enjoying myself.
Yes, well, it's not ladylike to enjoy yourself to that extent.
You might split your seam still, then where would you be?
Elsie? Don't laugh at Elsie. She's very naughty.
Yeah, that could be a good name for the act. Naughty Elsie impounding Doris.
I hope I don't know what sort of an act that sounds like.
Oh, your mother's priceless, children. Priceless.
Your father is a bad influence. influence and not to be listened to.
If I had nice ladylike shoes instead of these things, I could pedal more lightly.
By ladylike, you mean high-heeled, I expect.
I mean just a tiny little heel.
A tiny little heel is just a tiny bit vulgar.
Now, ladies, let's not fall out. We need smiling faces for Uncle Charlie.
Now, please. He's getting changed upstairs. Now, promise me you'll all applaud and be appreciative when he comes down.
Not again. We're too old for this.
I don't think 17's as old as you think, Doris Walters.
I'm old enough to know that there's something not right about someone who spends his whole life drinking, not saying a word to anyone, then wants to dress up as a donkey on Saturday night.
He thinks it amuses you children.
Children?
Oh, have a little charity, doll. You like it, don't you, Jack?
I don't think grunting is the nicest way to make an artistic criticism, huh, Jack? That'll do now, all of you. Charlie's never been right since the Great War. Gas, you know.
How come lots of other people got gassed, but only our uncle dresses up in a donkey skin and dances?
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of people who do it.
Oh, Mother, you are priceless.
Here he comes. I'm warning you, Doris. A little less cleverness, a little more kindness.
Now, the highlight of this evening's Waters family entertainment. Is it Uncle Charlie, or is it a dancing donkey? Yeah. The donkey's favourite music, please, Doris.
Come on, Doris.
Go on, Uncle Charlie! Oh, come on, Mom. I can't keep up!
Stop! Doris, stop! There's something wrong!
He never normally cleans himself around that much.
Go on, Uncle Charlie!
Give him a joke, there's something up!
Charlie!
Oh, my word, I think he's stuck! Come on, Jack, Arthur! Girls!
His head's wedged in the head!
His head's wedged!
Jack, get down off that chair!
Pull the ears!
Oh, you'll suffocate!
Get his feet, Doris, pull!
Oh, hit me!
Never mind that, pull!
I've got it! Charlie! We thought we'd never get you out!
Purple. Shall I call a doctor? A
drop of whiskey. That's what you want, isn't it, Charlie? Take it easy, old man. Take it easy. Soon have you right as rain.
Come along, children. Your father will look after Uncle Charlie.
Come on.
Jack, come away from that. We don't need another one wedged in it.
Can I have a drop of whiskey, Mother? I'm a bit shocked myself.
You'll be more than shocked, Doris Walters, if you ask me that again. Go and practice. You've got a booking tomorrow, remember? And no pounding will be required.
And what about that letter?
Letter?
About us doing those concerts.
They're not what I would call concerts. They're what I would call music hall.
Well, even so, what do you think?
Obviously, I think it's absolutely out of the question.
No.
You've not been sent to good schools and classically trained in order to go on a music hall stage in short chorus girl skirts, and that's the end of it.
But we'll never be famous playing those refined little private parties.
Come on, Jack, leave that. Time for bed. Listen, Doris. Those parties are where you'll meet the right people. Take my word for it.
But they don't want to meet us. The right accent doesn't make you one of them.
Oh, don't be in this mood, doll.
Well, what are we? What have we been for years now? Two quaint little performing urchins amusing posh people in their posh houses. That's not meeting people.
From the East End. Hi, lovely. Yet you seem so well-educated. Hi, lovely.
When we're older, Doris, we shall do as we please.
Yes, when I'm older. When I'm older, I shall be anything but lovely. When I'm older, I shall dress up in high heels and lipstick and sing rude songs in every music hall in London and finish it off with a dance in a donkey suit.
And end up half-suffocated and sorry you didn't listen to your mother.
Don't. Poor Uncle Charlie. His face when we got him out. Terrified.
I don't suppose he'll ever do the donkey dance again.
That's awful. Then he'd be completely nothing at all.
Must have been dreadful in the war, but what on earth put him in mind of the donkey?
Whatever happens to me, gas, shells, disaster, I won't let my life narrow down like that. Wither away. I won't let them do that to me.
Who are they?
Whoever the people are who make people get that poor Uncle Charlie. Worn to nothing. The people who steal you.
And when this war is over, oh, won't it be a lark? And what a treat when we can see each other in the dark. And won't we have a party when the sun shines after rain? We'll all troop round to Mother Brown and sing it once again.
Oh, eat up Mother Brown,
boys,
eat up Mother Brown.
Now come along,
dearie, let it go.
Eat up
Where are you going?
Oh, no. Frankie, Beck and his brothers.
Ignore him. Remember what Mother says. Simply smile and move on.
Ew, I stink. I smell dead bodies.
They're following us, doll. They've got sticks.
You've got a violin.
Oh, fine thing to tell Mother. He got broken crowning Frankie Beck.
You got a church, then? Look at them daft acts.
My act's not as daft as your stupid face, Frankie Beck. And if you come over here, I'll flatten it for you.
Doris?
They weren't expecting that.
Come on, then. What are you waiting for? Come over here and talk to me, you big lump.
Oh, let's leave him. I need to get disease off him. Grave digger snob. Let's get out of here.
They're going. Oh, if our mother knew you talked like that, you wouldn't half catch it.
She doesn't know how much we'd catch it if we didn't. I'll tell you, it's a trial trying to keep up standards round here, and no mistake.
Oh, don't. You sound just like Mrs. Watson name from the laundry. Oh, come on, there's the West End train.
Certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Blimey, Gert, aren't we in it yet?
I think we are. We're lurking out there on the streets with Frankie Beck and the like.
Lurking out the back of the house with a funeral horse trying to get a look in the door.
The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Oh, what the... Well, I've fed that animal thoroughly. I don't know why it's complaining.
You've shut it out. There. It likes to look in the door and see what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
Lining coffins, dear. That is what I do, what I've done for the 20 years we've been married, or hadn't you noticed?
But that one's striped.
A white lining for an unmarried lady, mauve for a married lady. Old Rose was divorced, so she said she wanted a bit of both.
But her mind was gone for years at the end. I can't believe you're going through with it.
I want 6 horses at my funeral. If my mind goes at the end, will you say, oh, never mind what he wanted. Get one of the mourners up in Uncle Charlie's donkey skin and that'll do him.
Now stop. No one in this family dies and there's an end of it.
Oh, you are priceless.
Girls, leave that horse alone.
Tell it to leave us alone. What's wrong with it?
Well, the hot weather's making it temperamental and it's getting old.
What have you done with your hats, ladies?
We had to take them off. It's too hot.
And they're getting old.
Oh, don't encourage them.
We're not encouraged at all with these hats. Any post today, Mother?
Possibly.
Well,
Doris?
We asked the man to write to you. We told him we wouldn't dream of doing it without your permission.
Oh, yes. Some letter from some person wanting you to make a gramophone record?
A record isn't the same as music hall. All the best people have gramophones.
I realise that. So, I've written to give my permission.
Yes!
Provided they're 4 nice songs with no rough girls shouting at them.
We'll practice the nicest songs. Oh, so nice they'll be.
Oh, you've sent that horse mad now.
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Just see them going to the fair. John and Mary, jogging along behind the old grey mare. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, just hear them through the market square. John and Mary, jogging along behind the old grey mare. Just the same old jog-trot carries them along, singing a song, singing a...
Get out of here, Jack. Or stop standing there making that face.
What are you doing that old song over and over for?
Never you mind, go away.
I'm sick of hearing it.
Me too. All these songs, Elsie, they're all very ordinary. We've been asked to make a record, so we can't be that ordinary. It's such a big chance for us. I want people to listen to our record and think, goodness, I've never heard something like that before.
Oh, steady girl. I don't want to hear something that'll make me head spin and me bunions throb.
Mrs. Bechter at tea. You're just like her when you do that now.
Who's her friend with the funny shopping bag?
Daisy!
Oh, Daisy! With that husband who drinks.
Oh, no fear, no, Mrs. Beck. My Bert won't touch anything but a pickled egg when he's got a hangover.
Oh, come on, doll. This isn't getting any practice done.
Remember when Daisy got kicked by a horse? Oh, Mr. Walters, I saw the oath come down on me like the hand of God.
And Father said, don't you mean the hoof of God? And she said he was a filthy blasphemer and she wouldn't trust him with her corpse when her time came. I'd rather my body was flung out in the street, just flung out.
Wouldn't it be nice to just lark about like this on stage?
Wouldn't
it
be so boring?
Go away, Jack.
Mother didn't pay for all those lessons for us to lark about.
Mother doesn't always know best.
Did she call you that? Yes. And I said to her, I said, well, I said, I don't know where you get your compliments from, I said. Here, quick, Gert, look, there's a wedding.
Oh, yes, look, come on, quick, look up on the railing.
Quick, give us a bank up.
Oh, look, 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 there's the bride.
Oh, I say, oh, dear, oh, dear. Have you caught it? Have you seen it sideways? Did you see the pathetic look in his eyes as she led him away?
Wedding bells, wedding bells, they all seem so happy and gay. But when 12 months are gone, will they sing this sweet song? Many happy returns of the day.
I didn't realise the Ritz was so big. How many teacups are there in that room, do you think? Well, how many spoons? And everyone's got a person attached to it. Here's the manager. You can ask him. Oh, I hope Mother's not made some sort of fuss about something.
Oh, just a little request from some of the customers, girls. A wedding song. It was on the wireless last night, apparently.
Wedding song?
Oh, doll. He means Gert and Daisy.
Here we are, girl. We're coming into our own now.
Requested at the Ritz. The thing is, our mother's in the audience.
Yes, she has introduced herself.
If she sees us do that at the Ritz...
Ah, but the Ritz has requested it.
The Ritz has indeed.
That's my Doris. Here, Gert, what have they got in that cupboard there? Have a look.
Oh, I'm thirsty. Can we get a drink somewhere? I might be able to get a glass of water. Water? I said thirsty, not dirty.
Wedding bells, wedding bells, they all seem so happy and gay. But when 12 months are gone, will they sing this sweet song? Many happy returns of the day.
Are you going to ignore us the rest of our lives, Mother?
Well, I'll confess, I was surprised. They asked us to do it.
And they loved it.
Yes, but I do have a big worry.
Oh, please don't stop us.
My worry is how on earth am I going to pass Mrs. Beck and Daisy in the street and keep a straight face?
Fine. Can you play it?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I used to when I was a kid.
Oh, no.
Yes. Go on, right out the way.
It's a lovely piano, this is. Go on, Daisy, play something.
Good night. Wait a minute, I don't know what to play.
Say something else.
that tune better than the other one, do you? Mm. When did you learn?
Oh, we had a piano when we was in number 52. It was so out of tune, though. All shocking. I could never get my Bermondes to sit.
Oh, but it's a lovely piano, this is. Here, do you know that piece that goes...
Oh, no. No,
I
don't know that.
A skirt and a fortune.
Silk dresses and a Bentley.
High heels and French perfume.
Oh, they were so popular.
We were so popular.
Gert and Daisy up in lights.
Queues round the block to see us.
That lovely place they moved to in Regent's Park.
Real oil paintings. Silver. But Hitler was brewing, wasn't he, Gert? Rumbling.
Spoiling everyone's blooming fun.
Oh, when this war is over, oh, won't it be a lark? And what a treat when we can see each other in the dark. And won't we have a party
when
the sun shines after rain? We'll all troop round to Mother Brown and sing it once again.
Oh, eat up Mother Brown,
boys,
eat up Mother Brown.
Now come along, dearie, make it so.
Eat up, 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 knees
up, knees up, don't bring the breeze up, knees up, mother around.
Doris Waters, just look at you. Is it
nice? Not too, you know, too obviously a hairdo.
It's just right.
We're meeting his mother tonight. Jangles the nerves a bit.
Mm.
She's some sort of Viscountess.
Oh, my word. What does that make him?
Oh, just an honourable. Oh,
is that all? How come I always just get taken out by the boys in the band?
Because you just like a laugh, Nan. I want something...
Oh, I know you. Always wanting the next horizon. Well, I think I'll stay in this evening anyway. Sheer exhaustion, you understand. Not that I couldn't be out cavorting if I wanted.
You could go through those letters, then.
I thought that's what we had that funny woman with glasses coming in for.
A secretary still has to be told what to put in the replies.
Oh, you're so much better at all that than I am, Doris.
No, I'm not. I've just got a sense of responsibility.
Oh, pardon me. It's not fair, anyway. Look at our Jack. All he has to do is his acting. His wife does everything else, even answers the phone.
He's got a little treasure in her.
Mm.
That's what we need, really, dear. A wife.
Mm. I don't suppose men like to be little treasures.
Not so much, I suspect. Still, you never know.
You better hurry up, then. Don't keep the Honourable waiting, just in case.
Don't call him that. He doesn't like it. He's just Kenneth.
That's as may be, but it sounds to me like he wants you to be his Mrs. Honourable.
I think he might.
Oh, imagine that. That'll be a very long way from the East End, doll.
Won't it just...
We've had some trouble with the people next door already.
Go on.
Gert, it's awful. We can't walk up the garden without she pokes her nose through the fence.
Yes, but who built that eye fence up there?
Well, Bert did that to stop him looking over.
Well, it stopped him, hasn't it?
I fear. She bosses through a knothole.
What do you mean, a knothole? Either it's a hole or it isn't. I've never heard of a knothole.
Yes, you have a knothole. Not. Oh, you look through and the knot's not there.
Oh, I see.
What a game we had putting that fence up, though. I said to Bert, I said, all this nosy parking's getting on my nerves. We'll have to stop their little lark. If they keep looking over the fence, you get a bit of wood and make it higher. So he got the wood and started on it, and would you believe it, as fast as he put it up, so they knocked it down again.
Cheek.
No, and it wasn't really, you know, Gert, because by law, the man next door was quite within his rights about knocking it down, because the fence don't belong to neither of them, see? It's what they call a duel.
Duel?
Yeah. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always thought a duel was a fight where they killed each other.
Hmm.
And then Bert had another idea after that. He put up that high wooden screen, like, on our side of the fence, see it?
Oh, yeah, I see, yeah.
It was wild. But Bert persevered with it and got it finished, all except the last plank. And he left that out in case they'd like to say something.
And did they?
Did they? Oh, yeah, she come to the hole. She says, oh, she says, I see. Well, she said, it's given you a lot of pleasure putting it up, hasn't it? Well, now I'll have a lot of pleasure in pushing it down again. I'll have it down if it costs me £200. And she said pounds, you know, she's very common.
Mm-hmm.
Bert said, £200? £200 of what? And then he put the last board in, since when we've heard no more. You'll have a cup of tea, won't you, girls? Yeah, don't care about that.
Now that was worth holding up dinner for. Well done, Doris.
Mother really is a fan. She's not just putting it on because you're here.
I'm so excited you're actually in my house. I'm afraid I was very nervous about meeting you. I always imagine theatrical people will be so grand.
We were brought up next door to the likes of Gert and Daisy, remember? I don't think we could ever get grand, even if we wanted to.
Well, Kenneth's been very lucky to meet you.
Oh, luck had nothing to do with it. Sheer ruthless determination.
Oh, dear. That sounds like you pounced on her down a dark alley.
Almost. I was one of the dreadful chaps lurking down the dark alley at the stage door.
But he had such lovely eyes, I said I'd meet him. For tea, you understand. Just in case the eyes were deceiving me.
He's got his father's eyes, actually. I always say
Mother.
That he... Oh, do listen to me chattering on. Let's go through to dinner.
Oh,
right.
Lovely. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, she's lovely, Kenneth. I felt so welcomed.
Of course. She adores you.
I was so nervous, but she's not a bit, well, stuck up. She's a real proper lady.
Nice enough to be a tolerable mother-in-law?
Oh. Blimey, as Daisy would say.
Does blimey mean yes or no?
It means it's very early days.
I know, Doris, but I just know.
But marriage? You know, marriage already?
I know time wouldn't change anything. And the thing is, I don't have time. The diplomatic corps want to post me to America next month.
Well, it's next to no time.
I really want you with me.
But we've got bookings.
Doris, there's going to be a terrible war in Europe. If you come with me, you'll be safe.
I can't just... Well, what about Elsie?
Elsie can join us. Goodness, you can probably carry on with your work out there.
We'll be starting from scratch. We're stars here.
And have been for years, Doris. Isn't it time for you to think of your own life?
Well, yes. I'm over 30. What does my life amount to if I haven't got a husband?
No, I don't mean... You've worked so hard. Let me look after you for a while.
You don't understand. This is my own life. Something special I made. I like it. That doesn't mean I don't like you.
If I don't go to America, there'll be no promotion for me. They'll never let me up the career ladder.
I understand that. I don't think I've gone as far as I can, not by any manner of means.
Doris, don't make a decision just here on the pavement like this.
My chauffeur's waiting. Thank you, Kenneth. But I can't go to America.
Doris, think about it. Please.
Now, Beth had lots of boyfriends. You've heard of that, no doubt. And it was part of my job to let them in. But nobody saw me let them out. She said, leave me, girls, be gone. I'm quite safe with my bumpers on. At the court of good Queen Bess, at the court of good Queen Bess, Lizzie was a spinster, and she looked it more or less. When Raleigh, she refused to wed, he taught her how to smoke instead. And they found his fag ends underneath the bed at the court of...
Doll, it's me, I'm back. Oh, honestly, I just called in at home and nearly died laughing. Oh, what on earth are you doing sitting there in the dark? No need to take the black out that far.
I was having a little sleep before you came in like 40 town criers.
Oh, no time for little sleeps, there's a war on. Oh, you should see Father. He's convinced the Germans will be up the Mile End Road tomorrow. He's got shelters dug. Supplies laid in. He's even evacuated the new horse to Herne Bay.
Well, it had better be over soon. I didn't give up my private life to have the Germans ruin it.
I know. Typical. You try and have the life of your dreams and this happens. I have a feeling if you, me and Gert and Daisy were the government, it wouldn't have happened at all. Oh, gosh, that made me jump.
Serves you right for talking, daft.
Hello, Doris and Elsie Walters.
line.
Hmm?
I've got to hold the line. We've got to call them Houses of Parliament.
We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, Mother dear? We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, cos the washing day is here. Now, whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along without a care. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, if the Siegfried line's still there.
Ah, come in, come in. Doris, and, splendid.
Elsie.
Yes, yes, splendid. And you're Daisy as well?
I'm Gert.
Splendid. Doris and Gert. And as you know, I'm currently Minister for Food. And I expect you're wondering why you're here.
To be told off for eating too much?
To be... Oh. Yes, very good. Very good indeed. Now, that's just what we want, you see. Sense of humour. That's the thing, isn't it? So, how do you feel?
How do we feel about what?
Ah, yes. Well, we're thinking about the little woman here, stuck at home, trying to balance the rations. We want to make it a bit of fun for the little woman. Give her some ideas. Who better to do it than Gert and, Elsie? Yes. I thought touring the Women's Institutes and, more importantly, on the wireless. Whole family listening in saying, listen, Mother, they're talking about a fun way with a parsnip. Do let's try it. So the whole family is in on it, not just the little woman all alone struggling with the parsnip.
Because Gert and Daisy would give them recipes?
Absolutely, you see. Vegetables. Homegrowns are the thing. And indeed, oatmeal. Nourishing bulk there, you see. Must get it down them.
Oatmeal?
Yes. Oh, plenty of jokes there, I'm sure.
Oatmeal? What's funny about oatmeal?
Oh, well, isn't there anything?
Well, we'll try our best.
Splendid. Very good luck to you, ladies.
Gert,
what?
I've got a nice friendly face, I think you will agree, and folks are always popping in to have a cup of tea. You might think there's a war on, they argue and they shout.
Yes,
but it's not war or politics I'm worrying about.
What is it?
Everybody pinches my butter.
Oh, blimey.
They won't leave my butter alone. And nothing is better than butter for keeping the old man at home. Like daddy, everybody says I'm old-fashioned to sit on the things that are rationed. So pinch all my ham and my plum and apple jam, but please leave my butter alone. Please leave my butter alone.
I'm glad he asked us, because if he'd sent some do-gooders out there calling people the little woman...
I nearly said, what is this, some project to help midgets? Gert would have said it, I suppose.
Well, I'm just glad you're my daughters and not Gert and Daisy. I should hope you know how to behave in a government minister's office.
Oh.
Now, do you want turnip with that or parsnip?
Well, your mother and I are very proud of all of you. The fighters and the entertainers.
Mm.
And even though I've got old and decrepit and had to shut the business, your mother and I have decided to stay here for the duration. Mm. So we're central for all of you in these difficult times.
And this house won't be bombed. I won't allow it. Oh, come on, Jack, have more than that.
I've got to watch my weight for filming. Camera makes me look like a barrage balloon.
Oh, nonsense. You're just strong and healthy, and thank goodness... When I think what a small, sickly little thing our Jack was. Do you remember, Father?
Yes, well, you won't thank goodness when you read the notices for the film and they say, I would have enjoyed it, except I couldn't see around Jack Warner. Somebody put that actor on a diet before he falls through the centre of the earth.
Imagine it, though, our Jack the film star. I'm so proud of him, aren't you, Father?
Of course.
We're making a film.
Well, not many fathers have a dinner table full of film stars and heroes. So I know my luck is in. And next family dinner, there won't be anyone missing, and we'll have won, of course.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Good
Cheers
health.
And here we are once more. We're in it as before, and things can't be the same as what they used.
But never mind the rain. Let's treat it with disdain.
Won't it be a godsend when it turns out nice again?
We'll shout to blooming rain and be happy all the day. You won't be at a party when it's over. We'll dance around the town, do knees up on the ground. When the lights go up, we'll be in clover. We'll cheer the boys in khaki and we'll cheer the boys in blue. We'll cheer our blooming landlord and the air I bought in too. You'll give a cheer for me, oh dear, and I'll give one for you. Won't be at a party when it's over.
Oh, well, now, ladies, I can't do his voice, but me and the wife were listening to Lord Haw-Haw, the way you do, and he said in that voice of his, "And Germany calling, Germany calling, the people of Grimsby need and think that Gert and Daisy can save them from the might of the Luftwaffe." Well, I reckon that must be being famous if the Germans have got worried about you.
It is. Imagine it, Nan. Us.
In fact, you're entertaining the boys in France, are you?
That's yes. Right. Yeah.
Now, the wife will never believe it was me picked you up. Hey, we saw that film of yours. Oh. Right, good laugh. Oh. Left ear, is it, ladies?
I'm not sure. There used to be more of this street, didn't there?
Yeah, it was last week. I'll tell you, you need your wits about. You're driving a cab now with half your landmarks flattened.
There it is. Home, sweet home.
Oh, thank you right, very much.
Don't forget your scarf, Tom.
I'll go ahead, Elsie. I'll open up.
There we are. You all right, ladies? Hold on, let me get these bags for you.
Oh, I don't think we started out with this much luggage.
Sure, judging by the weight of this, you picked up an ammunition box by mistake. Here, hold that front door open if you would, and I'll just pop them inside. There we go.
Thank you.
There. You'll be all right then, will you, ladies?
Well, I don't know. We got used to going everywhere with a military escort.
Military escort? Blimey, what have you got needs protecting?
Well, there's a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean nothing.
Here, keep the change. Oh. You've earned it.
Sarah. I'd have given him a clip round the ear roll.
Wouldn't have seemed funny to me, and that's a fact.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Oh, heaven help me. I can't move this bag. I've gone weak all over.
Oh, I just need to lie down here on the hall floor a minute. Oh, don't lie on those letters. They could be important.
Oh, Doris, you're not going through the post at this time of night.
Well, just because we're home doesn't mean we're on holiday. And you know we've got that broadcast in the morning and you've not got a scrap of script ready.
Oh, let's just make something up as we go along. Wouldn't be the first time.
Well, I'm counting on you.
Smells damp in here. Oh, we've been away a long time, doll. Well, I'm off to fall face down on my bed.
What's that point paying old Mrs. Watson to keep the place clean when we come back to a smell like this?
Well, she's been in. There's no dust or anything.
Might have aired it all the same. Made it welcoming.
Oh, never mind. We had a lovely welcome at the station.
What a crowd. I hate to be such a vain creature, but it is nice, isn't it, Nan? Being recognised.
You think that cab driver recognised us, or was it just a general insult?
Oh, don't start me off again. No, I just want to make a list of what telephone calls I have to make in the morning, then I'll be up.
Well, there's no point in me saying anything, because I know you never stop. Good job, really. I wouldn't know where to start.
Sleep tight, Nan. Don't worry about being unprotected.
There was me thinking I still had my chance, but at least I know for sure now. All my landmarks are flattened.
Don't be daft. You still look a treat.
Maybe, if I get some sleep. Night, doll.
Night, Nan. Oh. Right. She'll be up till all hours with that list.
Works hard. Oh, bless her heart. She's dropping off over the desk.
Let's give her a hand. Blimey, look at all this. What is this stuff?
Ministry of Information pamphlets.
Ministry of Blooming Nuisance. Let's have a deco. Oh, yes, all the usual old rot. If you eat a banana, we'll lose the war. Use too much knicker elastic, we'll lose the war.
Lose the war.
Just the opposite, I'd have thought. Fine thing if Jerry caught us with it all hanging down.
But what do they do after the war if they can't give us a leaflet about what to do every minute of the day?
Oh, there'll always be leaflets, Gert. That's all governments are good at.
They've got a shocking wireless they're getting on the hire. That's the worst of having people upstairs. The kids are up the aerial and swinging on the wire. That's the worst of having people upstairs.
And when we go to sleep and feeling very nearly dead, that always beating carpets in the passage overhead. And every other wallop knocks the baby out of bed. That's the worst of having people upstairs. Do you know, they wait till Mother's shopping and they come and pinch the coal. That's the worst of having people upstairs. The kids have got a ball and think the father is a goal. That's the worst of having people upstairs. That woman is so common when the vicar comes to tea that holding up a bottle there for everyone to see, sliding down the banisters and shouting, "Look at me!" There she goes again. That's the worst of having people upstairs.
This is London. The Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Winston Churchill.
Yesterday morning, at 2:41 a.m., at General Eisenhower's headquarters, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, and of Grand Admiral Dönitz, the designated head of the German state, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea, and air forces in Europe to the Allied Expeditionary Force and simultaneously to the Soviet High Command.
Mother? What are you doing?
Just looking through your father's old work things. I suppose I'll have to sell it all eventually.
Not if you don't want to.
He loved this work. He always knew what to say to people at a funeral. And I thought today, if only he was here to say the right thing to me.
I don't know what to say to you, Mother.
He wasn't well for a long time. It seemed as if he just wanted to see you all safe home from the war and then he could go. Of course, he didn't think that it would carry on out east and you daft crowd would carry on with it.
It's terrible out there and all forgotten about. All this celebrating, but they're still fighting.
I know, and what for? It's not as if the Japanese are going to come anywhere near us.
They've got our boys in prison camps, Elsie.
I know, but if they hadn't been there in the first place... Oh, never mind. It's Mother we've got to worry about today.
I'll be fine. As long as nothing happens to you or our Jack while you're off out there.
If we survive the elephants, we'll survive anything.
What?
They're naming two elephants at London Zoo, Gert and Daisy. We have to go and do some sort of ceremony.
Oh, dear. Elephants?
I know. I'd have preferred a more elegant sort of animal. Gazelles or something, but there it is.
And what on earth do we say? I declare this elephant open.
Swing a currant bun at its trunk to launch it.
Oh, you girls. If anyone had told me, I'd laugh today.
Oh, sorry. We didn't mean to be disrespectful.
No. You said the right thing. Exactly right. We've always got up off the floor smiling and got on with it in this family. Now, show me in the atlas where you're going this time so I can look it up and imagine you.
Dear Miss Waters, I don't know if you remember me, but during World War II...
And I can only apologise about this, but it's all we have.
Apologise? What on earth for? We've never had time for a camping holiday. Look at the lovely tent we're staying in, Elsie. Oh. Come and look. Oh, it's a palace.
You're very good to come this far up the line.
Nothing good about it, dear. We're having the time of our lives. Imagine it, Nan. Us in a jungle.
I know. Imagine.
Oh, yes, Gert. Imagine.
Yes.
We can give you two biscuit tins. We thought if they were filled with hot water, they might do.
Do? For what?
Well, not for biscuits, dear, if you're going to fill them with hot water.
No. I'm afraid it's the only washing facility we can offer you ladies.
Oh, if you saw the digs in Manchester, you'd know a biscuit box bathroom was quite a treat.
Oh, yes. It would take more than a... Oh, heaven help me.
Are you all right, miss?
Steady there, doll. You've not had a nip of sherry, have you?
No, it was a... There's a pile of stones outside the tent here.
Oh, you might need them.
What is it, breakfast?
It's to throw them at the jackals in the night. The noise can drive you cracked.
Imagine that, Nan. Us, up at night in a jungle, throwing stones at a jackal.
What if it turns nasty, throws one back?
Hey, well, don't worry about animals. Any are here, it's usually rats. They don't come close to the light.
Rats, Gert, rats. I'm pretending I didn't hear him.
Oh, Doris, look inside the little tent. Oh, it's lovely.
I don't know about that, but if there's anything you want, I can't promise to get it for you, but we'll try our best. Oh, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I notice you're not in uniform.
They gave us some, but you boys must have seen enough uniforms. We bought our best frocks out to give you a change of scenery.
All satin, all colours, and all Norman Hartnell. You could tell the boys that, so they know they're not getting any old cheap rubbish.
Sure, they teach us a lot of things in the army, but not how to tell a good dress from a cheap one.
But that's outrageous.
That's the War Office for you. Just don't think what a chap really needs to know to win the battle.
We shall speak to them the minute we get home, won't we, Dolph?
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. But really now, seriously, the thing is, this close to the Japanese. I don't want to alarm you ladies, but if something happened and you were in civilian clothes, the Japanese could shoot you as spies.
Spies? Us?
Don't stand there laughing. Girls, get them uniforms on.
Yes, get them on.
Of course, I know you'd hate me if I insisted.
Not hate exactly. Be disappointed in you.
Oh, there you see. I couldn't stand that. Well, I'll go and see what sort of stage I can get rigged up for you. Hey, don't go running about shouting in the jungle in those frocks now, or I'll be after you.
That'd be nice.
Elsie?
You can buy some racing tips, or some lovely fish and chips, or a bear is in the Walworth Road. You can pick up bargains hot. You can pick up quite a lot, and you'll have a shop with you and low. They've canaries, they're all posh. There are sparrows when they wash on the barrows in the Walworth Road. The closing of the day, when the spoils are packed away, you forget the human tide that flows. Just one copper can be seen, and you'd never think there'd be any barrels in the Walworth Road.
Mind that lamp, doll.
I'm minding it. Wouldn't trust you with it, though.
Well, point it so we can see the ground, not the trees, then. If I can't see the trees, I can't think what might be in them.
Oh, just wild animals, Nan.
Oh, just. Oh, look at these dresses. The humidity has ruined them.
Humidity? Sweat, I call it. Ladies don't sweat, Nan. Horses sweat.
Oh, pardon me. Well, I hope I won't give off too much humidity in the night and wake up half drowned. Oh, I'm itching all over like an old horse with a mange. Took all my willpower not to have a good old scratch in the last song.
Well, don't scratch all night or I'll throw those stones at you and worn to a shred.
What about itch for the rest of my life?
Oh, we'll change the name of the act. Elsie and Scratching Doris.
I could get it down to a fine art. See how many times Scratching Doris can scratch in a minute.
And I can show off my humidity. See, Humidity Elsie, fill a bucket in 30 seconds.
Humidity Elsie and Scratching Doris. I think we could be onto something there now. What's that?
Just a rat, I expect. I really think it's just a rat.
You want me to have a look?
What if it goes for your throat? Then where would I be?
Helping pull it off, I hope.
Call the sergeant.
And look like a pair of silly nellies. No fear.
Don't go, doll.
What? Who's that?
Sorry to disturb you, ladies. We just thought we saw something come this way. Nothing to worry about. Hey, there it is, Corporal. Right, sir.
What's a something, sergeant?
We don't want to know.
he's got it.
It's a snake, Nan. Come and look. The size of a tree.
Oh, stop. Come back in here, Doris.
Is it dangerous, Sergeant?
Well...
Oh, I say it is, isn't it?
Pay no attention to my sister, Sergeant. She's getting a fever. For goodness sake, Doris, don't stand so close to the thing. It'll have your leg off.
Does it eat legs, Sergeant?
It'll likely kill you first.
Well, it's not very sporty. If I'm going to be eating, I'd like a chance to eat it back.
Hey, your sports. I'll be sorry to see you leave us, that's for sure.
How nice. Isn't that nice of him, Dol? Mm. But nice or not, we've a lot more camps to visit, and we've promised 4 shows in Calcutta next month, so that's us. All ungrateful and up and off.
Oh, maybe. I'll be on my way home through Calcutta by next month.
Let's hope so. When we do get back, Sergeant, I mean back home proper, is there someone you'd like us to look up?
Oh, that's very kind of you, but there's just my little sister way up in Carlisle.
Mm, we often call in on families and pass on messages for soldiers.
You call in?
Mm. It gives people quite a surprise, I can tell you.
Oh, I'd like to see my sister's face if Gert and Daisy turn up on her doorstep.
Oh.
Well, her name's Mary, Mary Woodrow. I'll give you her address, just if you happen to be that way.
You write her a note, Sergeant Woodrow, and we'll call in with it.
We'll tell her you saved us from a wild snake. By the way, are we sure this is dead, not just having a rest?
Take it away, Corporal, there's a good chap. And give it another thump, in case it's having us on.
Right, Sarge.
Well, good night, ladies. If any more snakes come near you, 14th on the alert.
We're trusting you, then. Good night, Sergeant. Well, I think we're all very brave. And the Sergeant's handsome with it.
Pleasant looking.
I think that's why he looks more handsome than he is. Gives off pleasantness.
Better than giving off humidity.
Solid sort of a man.
Well, you can't make any more sheep's eyes at him. We're leaving at 5 in the morning.
Sheep's eyes? I was not.
At the court of good Queen Bess, at the court of good Queen Bess, to try and get a cuddle wasn't easy, I confess. Their armour was so hard and bright that when the boyfriends came in sight, the minstrel played in tin tonight at the court of good Queen
Sergeant Sam Woodrow. Oh, dear.
I wish he was in some part of her brain that had gone with old age. Come on, Elsie. Get away from him.
The tard what?
Not tard, Daisy. Targe. Taj Mahal.
What's that when it's at home?
It's a house, I think. Some house a sultan built for his dead wife.
What does she want a house for when she was dead?
It was a tribute, I suppose.
Sounds like guilty conscience. Men.
My Wally gave me a tribute once.
Oh, what was that then?
I don't know, but by the time I got it home, it had wilted.
Well, could have been worse. Could have grown feathers.
You are awful. Anyway, they're not going. Decided to do an extra show instead.
They are good girls. Still, what if you saw the tarred mackerel and it turned your head? Wouldn't be satisfied with a two up, two down ever after.
Never mind. We nearly saw it. And that's more than most people nearly saw.
Oh, thank goodness. At least there's a proper bath here to wash off the humidity.
I seem to have lost that prickly heat.
Fancy letting down the act. Can't be scratching Doris and not scratch.
Oh, I think I'll just be lying down, Doris.
This bed is lumpy, but they're very comfortable lumps.
I'm not having you lying about on stage like some Mata Hari while I'm doing all the work.
I shall lie there and snore in time to music.
You don't mind, do you, Nan, about the Taj Mahal?
Oh, no, we couldn't let people down.
Anyway, we saw Churchill's house, didn't we?
Hmm.
I hope the photograph comes out. I shall send it to him if it does. I think he'd like that.
We can't go sending things to Churchill.
Why not? He knows who we are.
Doris Waters sometimes...
Oh, what?
He must have been young when he lived there. Can't imagine him young.
I'm going to sleep, Nan.
Me too. I shall lie here and dream of a sergeant with big brown eyes.
What sergeant?
I could marry a man with eyes like that. You know, the one with the funny accent who saved us from the snake.
Oh, well now, Elsie Waters. Your mother didn't bring you up to go marrying sergeants with accents.
I'll tell her he's an officer till after the wedding, then it'll be too late.
Oh, he'd hardly pass for an officer.
Wouldn't he? Well, Gert and Daisy would rush headlong after a man like that, regardless. Sometimes they're in my head all the time. Are they in yours?
I've usually got business problems running around in my head. I leave the creative rambling to you, dear. Although it's obviously not wearing you out enough. Remind me to leave some booking arrangements to you in future.
Sometimes I'll be in a situation and they're there in my head, seeing the situation their way. Having whole other conversations to the one I'm having. Do you think that's a little balmy of me?
Yes, completely balmy.
I imagine them now, listening to us. But sometimes I'm there, listening to them. And I wish I was them. More and more, I wish I really was that unbridled.
Unbridled? What on earth do you mean by that? For goodness sake, get some sleep, man.
You know, Doris, she used to be more like Daisy.
I was never like Daisy. And to tell the truth, I'm sick of them. I know they are bread and butter, but one day I'd like it to be me up there instead of some frumpy old laughing stock.
And very boring you'll be too. Well, sleep tight, Gert, sleep tight, Daisy. I still love you, even if Doris is too stuck up for us now.
Everybody pinches my butter. They won't leave my butter alone. And nothing is better than butter for keeping the old man at home. Everybody says I'm old-fashioned to sit on the things that are rationed. So pinch all my ham and my plum and apple jam, but please leave my butter alone. Please leave my butter.
Scientists, British and American, have made the atomic bomb at last. The first one was dropped on a Japanese city this morning. It was designed for a detonation equal to 20,000 tons of high explosives. That's 2,000 times the power of one of the RAF's 10-ton bombs of orthodox design. President Truman gave the news this afternoon in a statement from the White House. President Truman added that the atomic bomb opens up a new and revolutionary increase in destruction to supplement the growing power against Japan. It's now in production, and even more powerful forms are being developed.
It's over, Gert.
Just like that. All those years. Then they could just stop it. Just like that. Still, they'll never do it again.
Won't they?
They couldn't have another war like that. People wouldn't stand for it.
Oh, of course. They'll ask us the next time and all.
And here we are once more. We're in it as before. And things can't be the same as what they used. No.
But never mind the rain. No. Let's treat it with disdain.
Oh, won't it be a godsend when it turns out nice again? We'll shout in blooming rain and be happy all the day. Won't we have a party when it's over? We'll dance around the town, do knees up on the ground. When the lights go up, we'll be in clover. We'll cheer the boys in khaki and we'll cheer the boys in blue. We'll cheer our blooming landlord and the air I bought in two. You'll give a cheer for me, oh dear, and I'll give one for you. Won't we have a party when it's over?
See what's come in the post, Nan.
Nan, what are you doing sitting there not dressed yet?
Look, Churchill sent us some signed photographs to thank us for the picture we sent of his house out east.
Nan, what's wrong with you? Are you coming to the BBC with me this afternoon?
Mother's been taken very ill.
No.
So I'd like to see her, not the BBC or pictures of Churchill.
Right. Yes, of course. Cancel our appointment.
Do you have to even think about it?
Mother wouldn't want us letting people down. Oh, and there's the record company at 4. I better call them.
Oh, just once, Doris. Just once forget how important you want to be and burst into tears like the rest of us.
I would, Nan, if I didn't have to spend all my time worrying about looking after you.
I never asked you to.
No,
You just take it for granted.
Oh,
They made it up, though.
Oh, yes, just the shock. I mean, their mother didn't seem the type to die.
But getting up off the floor smiling, that was them. Not bursting into tears. Up off the floor trying to throw themselves into work to get over it. But they tailed off, didn't they?
People thought there were too much to do with the war. That was the trouble. People wanted to forget. See something new.
And blooming television. That radio show they had in the 50s would have been lovely on the television.
But they kept cheerful. There were always the concerts and fates to be opened and charities.
Cheerful, oh my word, yes. Like it was bad manners not to be.
Well, if Doris had to say she'd given her all for a disappointing life.
Well, it was only a bit disappointing for her. Sometimes. On her own in the middle of the night.
Not so hard to keep cheerful with their money.
Even so. Dolly'd read magazines about the new stars and get a funny look about her.
Then get up and go about her business. Cheerful. Even when their Jack did so well on the television, refused to let it turn her sour. Us next, she'd say. I used to enjoy that programme of his.
No, I don't know. Too many criminals.
Well, that's the trouble you get with a programme about policemen. All those criminals.
But I did like that bit at the end when he used to say, "Evening, oh."
Evening, oh. Oh, he was nice.
Yeah.
Honestly, doll, what did you want to go and do this for? A car crash at your age.
I don't think there's an age for it.
You don't look too bad.
Oh, I'm not too bad, just inconvenienced. Now, here, I've made a list. These in red have to be cancelled. These in blue are just things that need opening, prize givings, etc., so you can do those.
Not on my own, I couldn't.
Of course you could.
Oh, no. I'm no good on my own.
I think when you're in your 70s, it might be time to try.
Oh, don't. This is just a little bit of an accident. When the time comes, we'll go at the same time.
In the meantime, don't let people down. We might not be film stars or these awful, what are they, punk rockers. But there's some that like us. Mustn't let them down.
At the court of good Queen Bess, at the court of good Queen Bess,
the court of the Queen, the fascist regime, they made you a moron, potential hate bomb.
But they all finished up in Bloody Tower with reds tucked underneath their arms.
Oh, no, don't mug it up, Daisy.
Well, blimey, girl, it's right.
Oh, well,
well
yeah,
it
but
is.
Oh, well,
and of course,
I'm sorry, Miss Waters. Her heart. She's never really been healthy since that accident last year.
Oh, dear Gert. Oh.
I know. Can you just leave me a moment, Doctor? I won't be long.
Of course.
Oh, doll. I know I'm going to let you down. I know everyone will say, you have to keep going. It's what Doris would have wanted. You did so well for us. You'd say, imagine it, Nan. And you'd make it happen. You'd want me to keep going. But I don't think I can, doll. I don't think I can.
Dear Miss Waters, I don't know if you remember me, but during World War II,
Oh, it was terrible. Wouldn't leave the house for 6 months.
Wouldn't get out of bed for two.
Then she started opening her post again.
Dear Miss Waters, I don't know if you remember me, but during World War II you came to entertain where I was stationed in Burma. I was sorry to read in the papers lately that your sister Doris had died. I know from when I met you how close you must have been. You both come into my mind often, the laughs we had in the middle of something terrible. I just wish there was something I could say to help you along at this difficult time, but then that's not my talent. Yours sincerely, Sam Woodrow.
Where the Aunt Fanny is she going? Driving all this way at her age.
I thought she was going to fall asleep at the wheel last night. I sang a hymn in my head when she stopped at the B&B.
This is a rough old street.
They'll run a coin down your paintwork here and no mistake. Oh, hello. We've arrived.
Yes?
Hello. I've come to see Sam Woodrow.
What's it about? He's... Oh, God! You're Gert! And there's me thinking you were just one of his funny notions. Oh. Oh, is that your car? Mm. I'd better get the lad from next door to keep an eye on that. Well, my good God, you better come in.
Oh, thank
come
you.
On. Well, give me your coat. I'll just hang it up here. I was sorry to hear about your sister. He's just in this room down here. This way.
Thank you very much. Hello. I got your letter. That was very kind.
Good grief. I mean, take a seat.
That must be your sister who let me in. How dreadful. We never delivered your note to her. But I think by the time we got back, it was all over. I'll have a drop of that whiskey if there's any going.
Well, of course. Now, I wouldn't normally be drinking at this time of the day, but I've a bit of a cold coming on. Well, anything in it?
No. I need it straight after that drive.
I can't believe you're here.
Well, you can imagine all the flowers and cards for my Doris. But your letter, it reminded me that we hadn't kept our promise and visited your sister. I've let down a lot of people, cancelling things Doris had arranged. I felt I should pull myself together and keep a promise.
Well, it was a long time ago.
Well, I don't know what to say now I'm here. It seems daft to ask anything with all that time to fill in.
Oh, ask away. There's not a lot to tell. I came out in the 60s, worked here and there, nothing much. My sister's been married, had her kids to grow up, but she's moved back to keep an eye on me now her husband's gone because she thinks I'm not right. Her youngsters, they've got youngsters, but me, I've done nothing much.
I'm sure that's just modesty.
So, you do remember me?
More than you'd think, I'm sure. I think I had a little bit of a crush on you.
Really? Well, maybe you should have called in 30 years ago.
No, oh, maybe I should at that.
Seeing you is so strange.
We met in stranger circumstances.
Do you think about it? I don't mean meeting me, I mean the war.
We were very lucky. Nothing dreadful happened. Me and my Doris visited a lot of people afterwards who'd been injured and lost loved ones. But we're living on in a bleak sort of fashion. I hope it's not been bleak for you.
I don't know if that's what it is. I'm not very good at explaining things.
Oh, me neither. So you'll probably make perfect sense to me.
It's the end of it I think about. How it ended.
I remember a time when we thought it would never end.
We had to clear out their bunkers in the last phases. That was rough.
Oh, yes. The Japanese that wouldn't surrender, hanging on for the Emperor. Frightening sort of mentality to be up against. And your sister got a dab hand with indoor plants.
One time I went down in this bunker that I thought was empty. I had a grenade and I saw this Jap in the corner. Saw a flash of metal and panicked. Threw the grenade, tripped on my way out.
So he was all over me, in bits. All over me like mince.
Ooh.
All that was intact was what he'd been holding. A saucepan. A little one to make a cup of tea, or like you'd have to boil an egg. Little one. I picked it up off the ground. Then I remembered his face as I threw the grenade. Only then.
Terrified, poor thing.
No. Mad. Completely gone daft. I'd seen our blokes go the same. Grinning bloody imbeciles.
How awful for you.
No, I'm not explaining this right.
Your car will be fine. Oh, can I get you a cup of tea or something?
Oh, no, thank you. Wickedly having a drop of scotch.
Oh. Well, I'm just through in the kitchen, if you need me.
Oh, thank you.
She thinks I imagine you.
Well, here I am, large as life, with twice as many wrinkles. What were you telling me, explaining to me?
Don't mind me, I've got very bitter lately.
Well, no wonder. With that dreadful memory of the poor gone mad Japanese man.
No, this isn't that story, that sentimental moment where you realise the enemy is a human being. No, I was a really hardened soldier and I didn't realise any tripe like that. It was just something strange that happened. But basically, they were the bastards. The things they did in their camps, did to the Malays, the Koreans, the Japs deserved to be hated. Deserved everything. But then we dropped the bombs and I heard that most of the people killed had been women and children. When they dropped those bombs, it meant we weren't in the right anymore. We'd been through all that. Watched our mates die, but we weren't in the right anymore. They took that away from us.
Sam, I would really like that scotch.
Oh, well, sorry, he's still in my hand. And I haven't stopped talking. My sister says how come there were so many people lived through the war and did perfectly well, but she has to get a brother who can't get over it.
I don't think you're on your own in that, Sam.
I try to keep quiet, you know. Saturday night, the kids come round. I'm just funny old uncle who sings them funny old songs. I think they like that, but I know there's no point trying to talk to them.
You'd have so many interesting stories for them. Remember the snake, Sam. Remember when you saved us from that terrible snake.
We were idiots. They said the Japs had to be bombed or they'd have fought forever. They said those people, the Japanese, the Germans, they wanted to rule the world. They wanted to kill us or make slaves of us. But the English, we did rule the world once and made slaves. I mean, who dropped a bomb on us? Thousands of us were idiots because we were never the right side and we did it for nothing.
That's nonsense. Well, you didn't seem like a man who'd sink into self-pity when I met you. I think we'll put the cap on that whiskey and go for a good walk, don't you?
I read the papers. I see what they're doing. There's going to be millions and millions of young men unemployed soon. If they can't waste our lives one way, they'll do it another. I don't believe there isn't some way to run the world that doesn't waste ordinary people's lives. Treating us like we're hardly even real. Dragging us from pillar to post. Never asking us, just deciding for us, just telling us lies. They told us that with them narrow eyes, the Japs couldn't see well, so they wouldn't fight at night. Remember that? Well, someone met a Jap prisoner who spoke English, and they'd been told the same about us. Our round, pale eyes weren't much use in the dark. And that sums it up for me. Two half-blind armies of half-informed poor sods facing each other in the dark forever. That's how they want us. I knew you'd understand, Elsie. Now, can I get you another drink? Or a tea?
Who are they, Daisy?
They? Oh, they could be anybody. They just think they're more important than most. They're real. We're not. They're in charge. We're not. They have. We haven't. They look at you and me and Sam and can't hardly make out the shape of our faces. And whatever sort of holler we let up, it's not as important as their slightest whisper. Never heard from Sam again.
My blood ran cold when he was talking. Still, it was like it did her good.
She was up and running after she saw him. Friends in and out, parties, charities, concerts. Filled her life with noise so she couldn't hear those things he said.
I always hear them.
Because it's in with us. Pushed into the back of her mind with us.
Oh, God, the driver's here. What am I going to say? I can't say nothing.
Don't have another drink, girl. That won't help. And stop ferreting around in that desk. I know what you're after.
What's he after?
The letter. The letter from Sam Woodrow. She reckons she'll read it out.
To show the goodness of people I met in Burma. Don't you think it's a good idea? Well?
Who's she talking to?
Us. Are you talking to us, Elsie?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I made you up. I just thought you might remember where I put Sam's letter.
You're asking us. Now, that's what I call ridiculous.
I wouldn't go trying to make speeches about Sam and the war or anything. Or quoting from letters you lost years ago. Look at your mind in a right mess.
I'll just be jolly silly old Elsie, then. The way I seem to have been all my life. Best not to try and grow up now, doing anything that's difficult. Goodness, I'm nearly 90. Talk about the 11th hour. I'll just trot out some funny old reminiscences. Return safely to my beautiful house and garden.
That's it. You work for it, girl.
Then I'll telephone some old show business cronies to come over this evening and toast my medal in champagne.
Oh, dear, we have got it bad. Listen, don't you dare go repeating anything that Sam said.
One hears the kind of thing all the time on the television, passing remarks from young people. That we were all really rather silly and taken in.
Not a word of thanks from them, neither.
If these young people were happier, that would be some sort of thanks. But perhaps we did give them nothing.
Oh, do give over.
I just wanted to say something to make these old soldiers feel better. In case they'd heard the remarks, seen the television.
Says it all to rights with a funny old mind that wanders. Come on, girl. Let's just get that medal got.
And leave the brainy stuff to my betters. I'm surprised at you, Gert.
Lady Gert, Lady Days, yoicks! A-galloping down the woodland ways, yoicks, tally-ho! We sang John Peel so loud and clear that the fox said, have a heart, old ear, Lord, love me, I can't do that there, ear, tantivy, tantivy, tantivy. A-hunty we will go.
Daisy, wake up.
Oh, it's you, girl.
Of course it's
you. I've been asleep.
I know you were. Wait.
Been dreaming.
Yeah.
Dreaming we was aunties.
No.
Yes.
Well, you were singing.
What, as well?
Yeah.
What did it sound like?
Well, I thought it was a wireless.
No, it wasn't as bad as that, was it?
Oh, Daisy. Look at the turnout.
I should think so, too.
Thank you. Now, I've not much to say, except that I got this Burma Star with my Doris. And because of my Doris. And I thought I'd like to sing for you with what's left of my voice. We always used to close with this number. Then I thought, no, it's too much to do with the war, too much that's best forgotten. But if what all of you did is forgotten, then that's a crime. Never mind the ins and outs and scandals we hear about now. You risked your lives trying to make the world better, using the very best that was in you. That's all we need to remember. It's a very big thing to have done. Oh, dear. Give me a stage and I'm off. I'll sing the song. There's someone else we ought to mention, too. And they're very quiet about the things they do. They don't get any medals or much fame. But they carry on the good work just the same. So, here's to the mums and dads of all the lads that's gone away.
The mums and the dads, the boys have left behind them. They're queuing around for hours.
What's up with you? I'm really proud of us.
Oh, do give over. You'll dissolve yourself.
No, I won't. Once a thing's imagined, it's there forever.
Mike,
you're not of us stopped imagining it was worth being brave and kind and decent. Oh, then what?
Wouldn't even dance in a donkey suit unless there was money in it. Then what have they turned us into?
Give over and listen to Elsa.
No, you give over. And stop sniffing. What do you think your sleeve's there for? You belt it out, Elsie girl. We work for this blooming country, not them. Belt it out, girl, till they hear us.
And they're keeping the old flag flying till the boys come back.
You have been listening to Elsie, Doris, Gert and Daisy, written by Anne Caulfield. The part of Miss Doris Waters was played by Celia Imrie and Miss Elsie Waters by Susie Blake. Tessa Peake Jones was Daisy and Tilly Vosborough played Gert. Elsie, when she was older, was played by Anne Beach and the older Doris, Barbara Atkinson. David Bradley played Old Sam and Chris Wright, Young Sam. Mother was played by Patience Tomlinson, father Geoffrey Whitehead, and Jack Warner as a boy, Guy Edwards. Roger May was Kenneth, the doctor and the corporal, and Zulema Dean, Kenneth's mother. Jill Graham played Sam's sister, Mary. David Timpson played the cab driver, Lord Woolton, and although it was jolly hard to tell, even if one knew David terribly well, he was in fact also Uncle Charlie in the donkey suit. Stephen Critchlow was Frankie Beck, the manager of the Ritz, and Jack Warner.
Evening all.
Thank you, Stephen. Not quite finished yet. Elsie, Doris, Gert and Daisy was directed for the British Broadcasting Corporation by Miss Marion Nancarrow. The pianoforte was played by Mr. Colin Guthrie. On behalf of everyone who worked on this production, we hope that you at home all sat back and...
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm going to have to ask you to move along now.
Do you mind? I am making a wireless announcement for the BBC.
That's as maybe, sir, but I've been told to clear the area for another broadcast. Just say your goodbyes and go quietly. There's a good chap.
Oh, very well, then. Thank you, everyone, and goodbye.